We take you now to a legendary live music scene in Nashville. The Cholo, 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 Cheme Cheteleve, Cheme Kasara Chelo. Sing it. Musicians Sidka Arizi, Isam Zakoya, and Ahmad Warmley are huge in Nashville, which, in case you hadn't heard, has become the largest community of Kurdish immigrants in the United States. Their success is one of the many songs of assimilation, stories of how between 1970 and 2013, the number of immigrants living in the United States has more than quadrupled, from more than 9 million to over 41 million.
They start small businesses at a faster rate than many native-born Americans. They create jobs.
It's President Obama speaking in Nashville in December of 2014. These immigrants are changing the character of cities all over America, despite popular and distorted arguments to the contrary. A new report finds that immigrants are integrating into American society as quickly and as effectively as in previous generations. And contrary to what a few candidates for president might say, they're also learning English faster than ever before. Joining us is Mary Waters, the lead editor on this new immigrant assimilation study. She's also a professor of sociology at Harvard University. This is positive, interesting, exciting news about the movement of populations in a time when we're hearing so many heartbreaking stories of the movements of populations. Yes?
It is. It's something that we as Americans can be very proud of, that we seem to be integrating immigrants as well as we have in the past.
And when you hear Kurdish music coming out of Nashville, it's a part of all of this that you've been studying.
It is. In fact, it's an example of how immigrants have been moving to places that they had not gone to before. So before the 1990s, immigrants tended to be concentrated on the East and the West Coast and in the Southwest. And in the last few decades, they've moved to places throughout the South and the Midwest and the Far West that they had never been to before.
And some of the challenges here, you can vanish in a big city like New York or Chicago if you're an immigrant or even an immigrant community. But in some of these rural towns, you become a sizable percentage of the population. And so the embrace has to be more deliberate on the part of the people who are there. There's more of an overt sense of welcoming that has to take place for this to work.
That's true, yes. When immigrants go to places where they haven't been before and where you're not used to immigrants coming in, you need to you recognize them, and sometimes it's a bit rocky at the beginning, but over time, people begin to really embrace the newcomers who have come.
Is there an ethnic breakdown as to how this assimilation takes place, who's doing a better job, what infrastructure is working out better for different groups?
Well, people come at very different starting points. So about 25% of immigrants now come with a college or an advanced beyond college degree. So they have generally an easier time integrating in terms of their education, their income, and their children tend to do well. And then many immigrants come, especially immigrants from Latin America and Mexico, come with very low levels of education. And while their children do a lot better than the parents, so the average Mexican child reaches an education of 12 years, which is a lot more than their parents, they don't necessarily catch up in one generation to native-born Americans because they started at such a low level. But what we find is that for all immigrants, there is progress either in the immigrant's lifetime or for the second or third generation.
How does the very different political situation for undocumented immigrants distort the mechanisms for assimilation that you're seeing in this study? We tend to treat undocumented immigrants, I suppose, for a perfectly understandable reason, very, very differently than immigrants who come in the more formalized process.
The undocumented people, how we characterize them was that they are partially integrated. So being undocumented is not stopping them from working, from forming families, buying houses, raising their kids here. In fact, there are over 5 million kids growing up now with an undocumented parent. They're 7% of all kids in our K-12 school system. So they're integrating, but basically by law, there are blocks on their integration so that they are not doing as well as other immigrants. And whether or not that is what we want to have happen, we seem to have partially blocked their integration, but not completely blocked their integration. And what we focused on was the effects on their children, 4.5 million of which are citizen children. And we pointed out that there are real costs for these kids growing up with an undocumented parent. They tend to have more psychological problems. They are developing cognitively more slowly than other kids, and they, on average, get a little bit less education than other kids.
Is that the statistic you might point to as the sort of key takeaway from this study to, say, a GOP presidential candidate who's talking about walls and closing the borders and deporting, 11 million people back to south of the border?
Well, I guess I would point to two things. One is that if you're worried about people becoming Americans, speaking English, doing well in America socioeconomically, intermarrying, all of those things, that's not something to worry about. Our study basically finds that immigrants, including the undocumented, are doing well in American society overall. The impasse on immigration has led to a lot of conflicting laws. So some places are giving driver's licenses and in-state tuition to the undocumented. Other places are prohibiting renting to them. So there's all of these different laws in different places. And whether or not that's what the society wants, we didn't take a position on because that's a political question. But scientifically, what we can say is we do have citizen children growing up with these parents, and there is a negative cost that's being paid by these kids.
Mary Waters is the lead editor on a new immigration assimilation study. She's a professor of sociology at Harvard University. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.